Welcome to Ben Ish Chai Daily for Parshas Vayetze for the second day for Yom Sheni. The Parshas Vayetze, the Ben Ish Chai in his Sefer Ben Ish Chai, Joshua's in the beginning of Parshas Vayetze, quotes the Pasuk Vayetze Yakam Ve'er Shova, and over there he quotes a very famous Medrash. The Medrash says, Esa Einai Ela Horim Me'ayin Yavoy Ezri, Ezri Me'im Hashem, O Yusei Shemayim Voretz. As if Yaakov was saying, the Pasuk can tell him, Esa Einai Ela Horim, my eyes, I raise them up to the mountains, Me'ayin Yavoy Ezri, from where will come my salvation, my Savior. Ezri Me'im Hashem, my saving comes from Hashem, my help comes from Hashem, O Yusei Shemayim Voretz, the Creator, the Maker of heaven and earth. See, the Ben Ish Chai says two beautiful ideas in this. Says the Ben Ish Chai in his first approach, he says that when Yaakov ran away from Eretz Yisrael, he was running away from Esav, he was attacked, so to speak, by Eliphaz. Eliphaz took away all of his money. And Yaakov, with no money, with nothing left, he goes to Har HaMoriah, and there HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises him, Hashem Nitzav Alav Shomra V'Ticha V'Toiva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises him to protect him, that Hashem will totally protect him. And then also when Yaakov was coming back to Eretz Yisrael, and he was at this point running away from Lavan, where did he run? He ran to Har HaGilad. He ran to the Mount of Gilead, and over there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu once again promises to protect him. And this is what Yaakov was saying, Esa Einai El HaHarim, I raise my eyes up to the mountains, meaning I go to these two mountains, Har HaMoriah and Har HaGilad. Har HaMoriah, when I was leaving Eretz Yisrael. Har HaGilad, when I was returning to Eretz Yisrael, and I was afraid, I was running away from in both those places. Me'ayin Yavoy Ezri, where will I be saved from? Ezri Me'im Hashem, I'll be saved from Hashem. What does that mean? So he says like this, the two people who were chasing him out of Eretz Yisrael was Eliphaz, and then back to Eretz Yisrael was Lavan. If you take the gematria of Eliphaz and Lavan, it's the gematria of Chera. Very simply, Aleph is 1, Lamed makes it 31, Yud makes it 41, Pei makes it 121, Zion makes it 128. Lamed of Lavan makes it 158, Beis makes 160, and now Amen makes it 210. And if we have Cherev, once again, is Ches is 8, and Resh is 208, and Beis is 210. So Eliphaz and Lavan together are Cherev. They are the sword which is attacking Yaakov Avinu. How will he be saved? Me'im Hashem, from Hashem. What does it mean from Hashem? There are three ways to do the names of Hashem, Yudke Vavke. If you take out all the letters and you make it, instead of Yudke Vavke, it is Yud Vav Dalet. And by the Hey of Hashem's name, it could either be Hey Aleph, Hey Yud, or Hey Hey. And if you take all the different versions of that, they can come with Gematria, what's known as Gematria of Ayin Beis, and the Gematria of Samach Gimel, and the Gematria of Mem Hey. And then you take the 30 letters, because each one of Yudke Vavke spelled out is 10, 10, 10. So you take the three versions of the way to write Hashem's name out, you end up getting 210 cherev. So if you want to know how he was saved, Ezri Me'im Hashem, it comes from Hashem, that Hashem's cherev is what saved him from the cherev of Eliphaz and Lavan. That is one approach to the Ben Ish Chai. But the Ben Ish Chai has another approach in this same pasuk. He says something spectacular, that Yaakov Avinu was given a tremendous gift. The shame of Yaakov Avinu was drawn from the seven names of Hashem, meaning the seven Yudke Vavke names of Hashem, we call the shame Havaya of Hashem, that correspond to the seven spheres of Chesed, Gvur, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, Malchus. And if you take seven times of Hashem's name, 7 times 26, you will get to 182, which is the gematria of Yaakov. And Yaakov Avinu was given the power of from Hashem of these seven names. These seven names are also known as the seven binyanim, sheva spheres of binyan. They created, Hashem used this to create, so to speak, the expressions of create, the 7 days of creation. And that is the power that was given to Yaakov Avinu, as we see in also Nefesh HaChaim, but it was given to the power of Yaakov Avinu. In fact, the Medrash says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Olami, Olami, mi barachem Yitzrach, who created you, my world? Who formed you, my world? Yaakov Barach, Yaakov Yitzrach. How could that be that Yaakov created you? Meaning the shame that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave up to Yaakov Avinu, and that is in the name of Yaakov Avinu of 182, comes from the 7 spheres, 26 times 7. And that is where the name of Yaakov Avinu comes. So what does it have to do with this pasuk? There is another pasuk. The pasuk says that v'talayhet moise de harim, that we learn from this pasuk, that the word harim refers to malchias. And in fact, specifically the 5 malchias, we know usually 4, but the 5 malchias that the Jewish people were subjugated under, who are the 5? Bavel, Babylon, Moda, Media, Yavan, Greece, Hanukkah is coming up, the Edom and Yishmol, Esav and Yishmol, those are the 5. So that's what the pasuk means. Esa Einai. Yaakov said, I look, I raise my eyes, El Heharim, to Heharim, meaning Hearim, to the five mountains, to the five Malchiyos that the Jewish people are going to be subjugated under. Me'ayin Yavi Ezri, how will they be able to be saved? Ezri Me'im Hashem, or you say Shemayim Baritz, my salvation, my saving will come from Hashem, the Creator from heaven and earth. What does that mean? They'll come from Hashem, meaning they'll come from the name of Hashem. These seven spheres, these 26 times seven, the name of Yaakov Avinu, that is where I will get it from. And that is what the pasuk is saying. The shame of Hashem that was used, the Yaakov Avinu is connected to, that's how it will be saved. And in fact, says the Ben Ish Chai, that's what the Medrash here is hinting to. The Medrash connects this idea of Yitzhakim Be'er Sheva to this pasuk. What's the connection? So he says, because Be'er Sheva means the well of seven, the seven names of Hashem, that is the source, that is the wellspring, that is the source that Yaakov Avinu will be protected, and the Jewish people will be protected in all of our Golios.